Greetings, you beautiful humans. This is your friendly neighborhood podcast host, play-by-play man, and color analyst for life, all wrapped up into one lovable package, Glenn Klein Online. On a beautiful month in Tampa Bay for July 2022, the only 7th month, 2022, in the history of humanity. Let us continue to choose on purpose, with a purpose, to give a great July and a happy Independence Day in the United States of America. Welcome in to this fresh edition of GKO. Glad to have you logging on from wherever and whenever you are. Yes, we are celebrating not only July 4th, Independence Day in the good old U.S. of A., but also your righteous summer tour, 2022, which is well underway. I'm currently in beautiful Charlottesville, Virginia, which is the home of Triple C Camp, a amazing youth program and day camp in Charlottesville, Virginia, which is owned and operated by my former assistant camp directors, H and Libby Rothenberg. And I'm on the tour, baby. I am on your righteous tour for the summer of 2022, starting at Dawn's in beautiful Brandon, Florida, and then traversing to meet our new granddaughter, Ella Joy, in Savannah, Georgia, the daughter of our daughter, Hannah, and her husband, Angel, our son, Angel Gabriel. Hung out there, and then from there, eventually, I ended up in Charlottesville. And on the tour scheduled is Cincinnati and Chicago and Madison, Wisconsin, Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then the North Woods, which Eagle River is the general area that I like to use because it's the address of the summer camp we used to own, Camp Menominee, and also it is the address of our lake house there, Ida Joe. Ida Joe of the North, which is available for your Airbnb pleasure. Just check it out, Ida Joe of the North in Eagle River. It's amazing. It's on Dam Lake, or as I like to call it, the Dam Lake, because there's a dam on it. But, of course, me being me, I have to give it a little bit extra pizzazz. And, so that's what I'm doing. And I'm basically spreading the amazing information that you're righteous. So it's not Y-O-U-R, your righteous summer tour, 2022. It's your righteous, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E, grammatically correct. Yes, I am a grammar Nazi. I think that, in fact, I know as a communication coach that precise communication is incredibly vital for your happiness and your success. Starting out with yourselves, what you tell yourself, that constant loop that is in your brain. And as we celebrate freedom today on this quality podcast, we're going to be really targeting and zeroing in precise communication on how to walk freely emotionally, mentally, psychologically. Now, I didn't realize how free the United States was until COVID. We've heard forever from the so-called experts that the United States of America is the freest country on the planet. And I used to hear that, and I would think, yeah, but other places like the UK or Australia, Western Europe in general, Sweden, etc., they seem pretty free. But as it turns out, because of the genius that came together on July 4th, and when the document was released, it was actually signed on July 2nd, 1776. And later on, I will play for you the amazing monologue of Paul Giamatti as John Adams when they're just getting ready to vote to become their own nation, to separate from Great Britain. It's an incredible speech. We'll get to that later on, and you're going to want to stay logged on for that. But in any case, that happened on July 2nd, and July 4th was when it was released. And the document, the Declaration of Independence, was not signed all at once because they were at war at that point. And Philadelphia, of course, was the capital, and that was a major target for Great Britain. But I thought the United States, which became, was just, you know, was a great country, interesting story, as Benjamin Franklin famously said, a great experiment. We have our republic if we can keep it. But I thought, there's a lot of great countries out there. One of the great things that makes the United States the United States is that we are literally the melting pot. The world is here. A lot of times people think my home state of Florida is nuts, and we are nuts, but no more nuts than the rest of the country, because Florida is a melting pot of the whole country, and even more so now in the free state of Florida. People want freedom. This is why people are pouring over our southern border. This is why people come from all over the world, from other free countries. But COVID really proved that it was true, because the federal system that the founders came up with, we have 50 individual experiments of democracy. They're called states, and states have rights. And so, for example, that's why Florida had different policies as time went on than New York State or California or Washington State or Michigan or Wisconsin, my other home state, or one of my other home states, much different than Illinois. And what proved out over time statistically is that the states that were opened up faster and earlier, their economies didn't suffer as much as these other states, and their COVID numbers weren't any different. So in other words, as the John Hopkins study proved, the lockdowns did not work, and they're very ineffective and detrimental, as I predicted in my book that I wrote at the beginning of all this in early 2020, wake up call, how a coach's early warnings about the pandemic can help you now. That book is available for free in audio version on Amazon. Early wake up call, and just Google or search my name, Glenn Klein. Speaking of free, your first session with this coach that knew that the lockdowns not only were going to be ineffective, but would lead to the kind of problems and the mass suicide ideation that we're experiencing. I mean, you guys now know people in your life that have succumbed to suicide. And the stress that people are under brought to surface the disease that was already undergirding. I mean, you know, everybody's got diseases that are just like in the background in their body. And we talked about in June's episode how not to get cancer, about how to avoid cancer as best you can. Same thing with depression. There's ways to go about dealing with this. This is how I got rid of bipolar syndrome. Yes, I got rid of it. And we're going to talk about that on a program later on in the summer. But for today, and everything's connected, obviously, but for today's show, I want to talk about being free and how you walk free in this progressively unfree world. So the United States was able to have more freedom, even though some states chose to be locked down and those people chose to do it. But compared to places like Australia or New Zealand or what the Chinese have done to Shanghai, yes, we, as it turns out, with our freedom of speech, the First Amendment, and freedom to assemble, and freedom of religion, and freedom to bear arms, we end up being the freest country in the world. As we welcome, and we do, we welcome people from all over the world. How we do it, that's a debate, and that's for another time. But as I often say, if you're going to have a country, you got to have borders. I mean, I'm all for everybody being able to come in. Just do it orderly, because it's a mess down there, and it's putting undue pressure on people that don't deserve it. You talk about stress. The number one cause of stress, we know through the sociological research, is change. Even good change is stressful. And if you don't manage stress properly, it kills you. It causes cancer and shit. Truly. So then the question is, in this world that is being dominated by authoritarians and people that are control freaks and want to lock you into your house, even though it goes against everything that your country stands for, How do you live free in that environment? First of all, you do it by choosing to do it. It's a choice that you make. Now, when this COVID thing first started and they were talking about locking it, this was before they were even locked people down. They were talking about it. I rose up in my indignation, righteous indignation. It's always righteous because we're all righteous. We are all righteous. That's our standing. That's not our behavior. That's not our position. And people said, oh, you just can't stay in your house for 72 hours. And it was, I'm here pretty much ever all the time anyway in my place. I work out of my home. I love my home. I go out, but I'm happy to stay at home. But the principle of not being able to. And so it's a choice. Number two, we didn't close our business. We own the world's only sports bar, known sports bar for tanning, called the Sun Bar Tanning Saloon. It's a beautiful little tanning joint in the Tampa area, Brandon, Florida, to be specific. And we're in a big strip mall with all kinds of stores and service places and offices and what they called at the time essential stores, like the liquor store. Star Liquors is in our parking lot, in our mall. So is Publix, the grocery store. So is PetSmart. Those three were considered essential. Not a little tanning joint, but we stayed open anyway. We never masked. If just a third of the small businesses would have said, yeah, we're going to stay open, they wouldn't have been able to lock everything down. It always takes a third, you guys. One third of the population, just like with our revolution here in this country. It was a third of the people that were in favor of it. A third of the people were against it. And a third were in the middle. They didn't have an opinion until they did. And the third that wanted to revolt against Great Britain made the argument very effectively. And then eventually that middle third came across. And all of a sudden you've got the United States of America defeating Great Britain against all odds. Incredible. So if a third just of the people would have stayed open, we wouldn't have had the economic disaster that we're in right now, frankly, because we wouldn't have need this incredible overarching spending that caused inflation. And now people know that money, the free money ain't free. You're going to pay the piper eventually. But we were the only place open, and the police came in. And you've heard of other little mom-and-pop stores and gymnasiums and things being arrested, and we were ready for the arrest. And the police would come in. The Hillsborough County Sheriffs would come in. They would kind of look through their vehicles into our door. And what we did is we had everybody stay outside, and we just took one customer at a time. We never had the plexiglass, which we now know doesn't work. We never had the mask, which we now know doesn't work. We keep the place spotless anyway. We just would have one person come in because that makes sense. You know, if you're not in front of other people, you're not going to catch their disease. So we would kept a distance. We even found out that wasn't effective for COVID, the social distancing. And off they went. And we got rave reviews. People so appreciative about being able to exercise the freedom of doing a normal activity, getting away from their kids and their spouses, mostly husbands. And just being able to have 15 minutes of chill time and the benefits of the vitamin D and the putting your feet up and just normalcy. But the police never bothered us, amazingly. And it was cool. And we had a couple of people that were pissed and let, you know, how dare we? But that when people are guilting you for things that are not a moral implication, which most things are not morally indicated, but that's what they did. That's why I wrote a column called COVIDism, the new religion. It was a religion. There were saints. There were sinners. There was the Pope, St. Anthony Fauci. And people made you feel bad if you didn't want to cover your face or get a shot. These are freedoms. These are individual freedoms in this country. You could go to a liquor store. You could go to the one place where everybody in the community was gathering, which was the grocery store, but you couldn't go to church or the mosque or synagogue or wherever the hell. Now, you guys know that I am very much against organized religion, very much in love with religious people, which we all tend to be from time to time, but there's extremes. But religion as a whole literally means something. The word religion, it comes from the Latin root word religare, which means literally to put back under bondage. Not to put under bondage, but to return free people under bondage. That's what control freaks are always trying to do, whether it be in religion or the government or religious people that utilize guilt and condemnation to have a sense of power over them, other people, so they have a sense of power in themselves. It is counterfeit control. It is counterfeit power. The only control you really have in life is your attitude about how you're going to deal with stuff. And even that, I think, is genetically based. Another topic for a future GKO. She has her mother's laugh. Dr. Carl Zimmer's breakthrough, groundbreaking book, 800-page book on the importance of understanding genetics. We'll talk about that on another future show. But your attitude will determine your altitude or how high you go in life. That you can't control. We human beings want what we can't have. It's one of the most natural human instincts to want what we cannot have. The grass is always greener on the other side of the fence syndrome, I call it. It's a mouthful. That's what she said. But it's true. We want what we cannot have. And we know, at least subconsciously, some of us know it for real, for reals, that we have no control in life, really. I mean, this is verifiable on the most important things in life, like what age of human history were you born into? What did you do for that? What did your parents do for that other than fucking? Nothing. Your sex, your gender, if you're gender fluid, if you're tall, short, fat, in body type, big breasts, big penis, small breasts, small penis, and everything in between, eye color, hair color, metabolism, all these things, IQ, you had no control over that. Those are the most important things. What you can control your name eventually, but not initially. That's up to your parents. And sometimes they screw up the name. Dawn's grandpa Jones, Frank Jones, when he went to get his Social Security, he applied under Frank Jones, and there was no Frank Jones recorded in a place called Milton, Wisconsin. And they found out that his actual legal name was Abraham Lincoln Jones. He thought his name was Frank Lincoln Jones. But his mother was so fed up in the pregnancy, they said, Mrs. Jones, what is the name of your son? And she said, I don't care, Abraham Lincoln. And that's what they put on the birth certificate, Abraham Lincoln Jones. Yeah. So even your name, you don't, he thought he was Frank all those years. He's been gone a long time now. His body's been gone. He still lives inside everybody's heart, as does everybody. That's the spiritual message. We are one. We and the Creator, when I say we, everybody, that's where the universe, God, humanity resides, in your heart. That's for another show. See all these good teasers? But how do you live free in a country that says you can't go out of your house? My dear friend Harry Brown, who now also only lives in our house, the Libertarian presidential candidate in 1996 and 2000, we became good friends. Harry could have been a founding father, stately, elegant, about 6'3", 6'4", just lean, tall, always well-dressed, so well-spoken. He wrote a book called How to Live Free in an Unfree World. And he had very practical steps. I highly recommend the book. It's still applicable, of course. Harry became a wealthy man because he was smart, and he activated his intelligence. How to Live Free in an Unfree World, Harry Brown. Brown with an E. He's been gone. He died of ALS many years ago. Went relatively fast, too, which was a blessing, because a lot of these guys that have it can linger. And unless you, which he may have taken himself out, I don't know. I have no idea. But I miss him, and I talk to him, and I have his books. But I'm not talking about necessarily a practical, there's a practicality in everything that I coach and share. But how do you live free emotionally, mentally? Your will, how does your will become, how can you do things deliberately? You do it by information, by knowing who you actually be. Here's how you live free, ladies and gentlemen. You ready? May I have a drum roll, please? You know how to live free by knowing that we are human beings, not human doings. We call ourselves human beings for a reason. That's a good term. Religion, a return to bondage, that's not a good term. I mean, and again, not a moral standpoint. It's not effective. Give me that old-time religion. Give me that old-time. No, don't give me that old-time. Don't give me new religion. Don't give me a return to bondage. We've been freed, you guys. Something happened. Now, most people think that there's a creator or believe in a creator because it's logical. Where there's a creation, right now I have a delicious bottle, actually just more refreshing, there's not much of it, that I'm going to take a sip of Zephyr Hills 100% natural Florida spring water. Mm-mm-mm. Somebody bottled this and distilled the water or whatever the hell they do. Even your best dyed-in-the-wool atheist would admit somebody created this bottle of water that I am enjoying now. It's logical. We have this magnificent creation that we base our entire lives on. Our calendar, our days, our work, our lives, our computers, our cell phones are all based on how the universe works. You realize that, right? So most people believe or think that there's a creator. They may have no clue about it. But then the question is, did the creator leave some clues? And the creator did. It's called the Hebrew Scriptures. And the Hebrew Scriptures were not a blueprint for living. They were a story. They were a foreshadowing. They were a metaphor in a lot of ways. But I think that that actually happened. And that's, again, for another discussion. You can call me anytime if you want to talk or instant message me at Coach Glenn Klein. On the Instagram or just Glenn Klein on Facebook. I'll be happy to talk. I love this stuff. That's why the summer tour is called Your Righteous Summer Tour. You are. Y-O-U apostrophe R-E. Because you're righteous. You are righteous. So is everybody. That's what we be. We be righteous. We be perfect. We be holy as the anointed one, the Mashiach in Hebrew, the Messiah, the Christos in Greek, the Christ. We are Christ. We are this Jewish carpenter. We're all one. That was the new way, the New Testament, the New Covenant. The old way of looking at things was God was out there doing crazy ass shit like creating the universe. God must have been on some serious hallucinogenics when he came up with this stuff. Because it's pretty creative. You ever think about it? This is what I do. Thinking is a choice you make. I think about these things, and then I articulate them to you. Why? Because I want to be a blessing in the earth. That's a choice I make. It's what I recommend. I would never recommend to use me as an example, but you can use the modalities that I've used for success and effectiveness as examples, for sure. For free. For free. Your first session is free. The website, Klein.coach, is free. All those videos on my YouTube channel are free. I just give it away. I know I need some money to live on, of course. And people, generally speaking, value things that they have to pay for, of course, because we're human. But we are human beings. We be one. And knowing that and talking about it and replacing your self-loathing self-talk loop in between your ears is what will cause you to walk free in this unfree world. It seems like it's getting progressively more unfree, but it's not. Are there hassles? Are there tragedies? Are there War crimes. I mean, think about that for something. I mean, war crimes. That war is not never sometimes not criminal. Anyway, I think I have to sneeze. Hold on. Ah, cleansing of my sinuses and my lungs. You could take anything and make it spirit. You guys cleanse your brain with the information. The information is available on my website in a affirmational form. You can memorize this in half a day and have it accessible to your tongue and therefore your ears and therefore your brain anytime. And it goes like this. So let's say the guy's name is Sam, and Sam has memorized these. He would say, I am perfect, righteous, holy, sinless, blameless, without a spot, without a wrinkle, stainless. I am stainless steel. So you got fun with these things. You should have fun with it. I am faultless. I live on a fault-free line. There's no fault. And everybody who has ever sneezed loudly, and everybody that's never sneezed loudly, you know, some people go, don't do that. Don't go with your sneeze. The reason that we sneeze is to get crap out. If you keep it in, the crap stays in. But everybody's ever sneezed loudly, everybody's never sneezed loudly. That's everybody on the planet. See how easy it is to encapsulate everybody on the earth? That's what God did in his thinking. And God are one. And nothing can separate us from this perfect love. We are the perfect love. That's the new way of looking at things. It's a thought. It's a saying. It's a concept. And nothing can separate us from ourselves. You don't understand that. You ain't getting away from yourself. People say, oh, I got to get out of my head. You don't get out of your head until you're dead. That's right. Oh, I got to get out of my head. No, you just need more effective thoughts in your head, like you're a human being, not a human doing. If the level of success and effectiveness was based on what we would do, there are certain people that would never succumb to suicide, like Robin Williams or Anthony Bourdain. But people do, because they just, for whatever reason, they didn't know. But now you know. That's how you live free. Memorize that, and then just stay in touch. And get around the truth. The truth, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. You've heard that. That's how people say it. But it's not true. And just like so many passages in the scriptures and the Bible, they're misrepresented and mistranslated. Why? Because that's how the Roman Catholic Church started, to control people's sex lives and money. And it works. But the actual phrase is, you shall know the truth, and the truth will make you free. That's the truth. It's a process. You're made free. You want to be free? It's a process. It starts between your ears. And truth, people say, oh, well, that's not my truth. Well, that's just that, all you're saying, that's not my opinion, or that's not my experience, which is fine. But it's not truth. Truth is applicable to everybody. Everybody. Gravity is the truth because it applies to everybody. Change is the truth because it's the only constant except for the love of God. It's true. The truth, it doesn't make a difference what it is, like knowing that change is constant, knowing that things don't always turn out for the best, that sometimes they turn out for the worst. That's the truth across the board. When you embrace truth, whatever the truth is that is applicable across the board, it will cause you to be set free. It'll cause forward movement without you doing anything else other than hearing the truth. That's it. That's all you got to do. So stay logged on. Enjoy your life. Contact me if you want. And continue listening to this quality podcast as we come to you during the Your Righteous Tour, summer tour of 2022. It's going to actually go into the autumn. Maybe I'll just call it Your Righteous Tour. Haven't decided yet. I think that's what I'll do. Your Righteous Tour, 2022. Because it is going to go into the autumn and may go beyond the autumn. Who the hell knows? But I'm going to play now this John Adams thing. It's just great. It explains, I mean, he was a huge figure in the Revolutionary War story. He does not get the props that he deserves. Washington does. Jefferson does. Benjamin Franklin does. Washington and Jefferson belong on Mount Rushmore if we're going to have a Mount Rushmore. So does Lincoln. But John Adams should replace Teddy Roosevelt. He was genius. He was nuts, but he was a genius. A lot of geniuses are nuts, have you ever noticed? So enjoy that. And speaking of geniuses, following John Adams, you're going to hear another genius, the aforementioned son, Angel Gabriel Chiclana, the father of Ella Joy, who came up with the amazing anthem that we close every program with and that I listen to every day. And you can read it and listen to it at Glenn Klein Online. It's called We Are Love. And that's the truth. We are love. We will do it all again next time. And until that time, this is Glenn Klein Online saying, Shalom, everybody. Love you. Mean it. John Adams.
The President recognizes Mr. Adams of Massachusetts.
Objects of the most stupendous magnitude. Measures which will affect the lives of millions, born and unborn, are now before us. We must expect a great expense of blood to obtain them. But we must always remember that a free constitution of civil government cannot be purchased at too dear a rate, as there is nothing on this side of Jerusalem of greater importance to mankind. My worthy colleague from Pennsylvania has spoken with great ingenuity and eloquence. He has given you a grim prognostication of our national future, but where he foresees apocalypse, I see hope. I see a new nation ready to take its place in the world. Not an empire, but a republic. And a republic of laws, not men. Gentlemen, we are in the very midst of revolution. The most complete, unexpected, and remarkable of any in the history of the world. How few of the human race have ever had an opportunity of choosing a system of government for themselves and their children. I am not without apprehensions, gentlemen. But the end we have in sight is more than worth all the means. I believe, sirs, that the hour has come. My judgment approves this measure, and my whole heart is in it. All that I have, all that I am, and all that I hope in this life, I am now ready to stake upon it. While I live, let me have a country. A free country.
door, you're begging to come in, yeah. Unaware that all the wild love's been knocking from within. You are the love you see, a perfect yet unique, righteous and holy. Yeah, yeah. When you're lost and alone, staring at the unknown, that this worth being gone, just to guide you back home. We are one, we are love, we are. Knowing you gotta be nothing to complete. It's not a thing that you need, you're the love. Just remember to breathe and take a second off. Look, I'm just trying to remind